Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. We have open lines the rest of the way. Well, we'll have Carmine Marino in about an hour. My main man talking a little ponies from pro wagering. Other than that, basically about an hour 45 of just flapping my gums. Unless you want to flap y'all gums, 1-800-878-PLAY. You know, a lot of times, the way you get into broadcasting is you say crazy stuff. And everyone's like, did you hear what he said? And then it's clickbait. And if you look at the amount of money a guy like Pat McAfee or Stephen A. Smith gets, it's because they say some crazy stuff. And so Stephen A., I didn't want to address the LeBron thing, but now I will. And it's like, oh, did you hear what Stephen A. said? I'm like, so boring. But yet, there are some guys who say crazy stuff, and you realize it ain't that crazy, and I kind of like it. And one of those guys, to me, is Sir Charles Barkley. He'll say things like, San Francisco is the dirtiest place on earth, and he's saying it because that's how he really feels. And I can give him about 100, well, not him, he is already in. I can give you 100 examples of why he's absolutely right about how filthy this city is. And then he said yesterday, I've been poor, I've been rich, I've been fat, I've been skinny. The Clippers have always sucked. Now, is he saying that to be incendiary or because he really feels it? No, because he's telling the truth. So it's not just this contrived, Stephen A. Smith, let me tell you why Bronny ain't no good and let me celebrate when the Cowboys lose. I'm like, oh, shut up. But Barkley, there's just something about when a guy has been there and done that and is just speaking his mind truthfully and is a little bit uncouth and maybe says things that aren't exactly perfectly suited to not hurt everyone's feelings. That's why Charles Barkley makes a lot of money. And I would much rather listen to him say crazy stuff than a guy like Stephen A. Smith. All right, come on back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to this show. Rick Tittle, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Nice to have you with us. And, you know, when I was talking about Hanover 96 with Martin Bialis, and it reminded me, and this isn't a show where I'm trying to get everybody depressed, but it reminded me of a situation with their goalie. This is about 15 years ago. They had a goalie named Robert Anka, and he was the starting goalie of Hanover 96, a big Bundesliga team, and he stepped in front of a commuter train and killed himself. And he had written a note, and his wife said it was because their daughter had died 3 years earlier, and he couldn't live anymore. He couldn't cope with the loss. And it was a horrifying thing. And all the fans came to the stadium and laid out flowers and scarves. And he had played for Barcelona, so they had a minute silence for him. The German national team was supposed to play a friendly against Chile. They canceled it. They had a minute of silence at all Bundesliga games. They even had a minute of silence at Benfica, at the Taça de Portugal. That's another. They're like the Yankees of Portugal. Anka also played there as well. And Oliver Bierhoff, the great striker for the German national team, who scored the golden goal, you might remember, in the European Championship final against the Czech Republic. He said, "We are all shocked. We are at a loss for words." And the reason I'm bringing it up is not just because that was one of the first things I thought of when I heard of Hanover 96 is the Robert Anka tragedy, terrible situation, is the fact that over the years I have interviewed some people about depression for professional athletes. You know, I was talking with Lane Moore yesterday. Lane Moore just put out a new EP, and with four songs, and it's very well received. She's a very successful stand-up comedian as well, and she is an expert on being alone. She's written two books about it. She's done TED Talks about it. And as I said, you look at Lane Moore, who's good-looking and is vivacious and super talented comedian and singer with tons of friends, and you'd say, well, why would that be anything? Why would she be depressed? But that's the thing, too. It's not just like, you know, at the holidays, they say that's when the depression goes up because you see families together, or maybe you see people who think you're happy, right? And then you're like, well, they're happy and I'm not. It's kind of like that FOMO thing. I think a lot of kids go through that now with social media. I think especially young girls, because they just see everyone looking so beautiful and they're like, oh, I'm not beautiful like her. And meanwhile, it's 100 pictures and they picked one and it's filtered, and then that kid's probably not happy as well. So my point is that a lot of times we, you know, the mental health thing gets this weird line in between, rub some dirt into it, quit your crying, and then get back out there. Now, the Robert Enke situation, you know, he had a horrific loss in his family and he couldn't get through it. And there's no way anybody can judge him one way or the other and say, oh, I completely understand it, or what an idiot. It was his depression that he tried 3 years to get out of it and he couldn't. And so I bring it up too because I was talking a couple of days ago about Bay FC, and they said that their head coach, Anthony Montoya, that he had a toxic place and that he was he yelled at his players. And so when a couple of years ago when Kevin Love and DeMar DeRozan came out and said, I suffer from depression, I have to see a psychologist, and people are like, well, you guys, I mean, I stood next to Kevin Love one time for a Warriors game. He looks like a movie star. You know, he's whatever he is, 6'8", super good looking, educated, rich, millionaire. And you think, what are you depressed about, Holmes? Well, that's just the point. You know, that doesn't mean that you're automatically happy. But then again, we get the coach yelled at me. One of my nieces, who's now a freshman in college, she will remain unnamed, but she loves basketball, and she grew up with a basketball under her arm, and everything she wears is Steph Curry stuff. And I mean, to formal events, she's wearing Warriors gear. I mean, it really is like her whole life. Any chance she can even get to a Warriors free practice when they have those. And she was tall. She was a really good basketball player. And then she went out for her team and she quit. Why? The coach yelled at me. And I was just like, and I talked to her and I was like, are you kidding? I had a coach who brought a gun to practice. Now, that was 1980, a football coach. Because one of the Father Malloy, our principal, came over and he said, hey, don't be so rough on these guys. And so the next day he brought a gun and he goes, if Father Malloy comes back, we're going to see what happens. And so now that's going through our heads. Like, you're going to shoot the principal? And one time my mom made me late to practice when I was 15 before I could drive. And she wrote a note and saying, it's not Rick's fault, it's mine. And like a dummy, I gave it to the coach. And then the coach read it in front of the whole locker room. I'm Rick's mom, and I made him late. And everyone's laughing and laughing. And I was just boiling. I was like, oh, I'd love to stab you in the neck right now with a katana. There's all sorts of crap. You know, I remember when I was coaching, there was a fat defensive lineman, and the head coach was saying, I bet you'd get to the quarterback if he was holding the pizza. I mean, it's just all sorts of stuff like that. So that ain't cool. It's really not cool to do that. And when coaches have that type of power, they can be judge, jury, and executioner like that. They can totally be, in command of all those things. And like I said, it's not cool. But we're now at a point, I think, when a coach will say, "What the hell were you doing out there? That was complete. Why were you in a cover two? It was a cover three. Why are you coming in on that? You have deep third." The coach yelled at me. What? So there's a big difference between stepping in front of a train and then this is a toxic environment. And if anything, I think we lean more towards making things toxic when they're really not. Like the idea of you're having a bad day and it's like, you're not really having a bad day. You know, not everything has to be completely sugar-coated and perfect. People you work with, you will disagree with because that's human nature. People you love, you will disagree with. You could be desperately in love and still get on each other's nerves now and then, big time, right? So if everything doesn't go smoothly and the coach didn't kiss your butt and give you the pat on the back and saying, "Oh, you're so great," that doesn't mean you're having a bad day. So anyway, I heard Hanover 96. I thought of that, and I thought we're in this weird nebulous phase now, but of what is a bad day in sports and what's not. And I think this whole thing about toxic environment, I think most of the time it's just a coach being salty is what it is. That's my 3 cents. Come on back. Take a quick break on Sports Bible.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You know, exactly. Over time, you know, the more and more you do something, practice the better you get at it. Just like, you know, you anything. Didn't become this excellent at radio overnight. You know, you know exactly when to say we got 1 minute left.
Right.
You know, because I'm so good looking.
Yeah, right. Practice makes perfect.
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
All right. Thank you. Let's talk more about depression and stepping in front of trains. No, just kidding. 1-800-878-PLAY. Now, there's always a little bit of tit for tat, and you don't want to get a tat on your... Yeah. So, DeMarcus Lawrence, who has signed with the Seahawks after 11 years with the Dallas Cowboys. He said, Dallas is my home, made my home there. My family lives there. I'm forever going to be there. I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So, yeah, we here. I don't think that will sit well with Jerry Jones, who undoubtedly takes the championship drop more personally than anyone on this globe, and not just the owner, president, and general manager, but his hands are on every aspect of America's team, right? Well, we do know for sure that Micah Parsons, now easily the best player on Dallas's defense with Lawrence gone, he said, this is what rejection and envy look like. This is some clown S. Then Lawrence followed up with, calling me a clown won't change the fact that I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left. Ugh. Well, since Jerry Jones bought the team in 1989, they have the fourth best winning percentage. I mean, just think about all those, 3 years in a row, they won 12 games and then lost in the first round under McCarthy. I mean, the quickest turnaround in NFL history. The first season under Jerry Jones comes in. He gets rid of Tom Landry. How dare you? He puts in Jimmy Johnson, and they go 1-15. And then three Super Bowl wins in 4 years. But their last Super Bowl win was 95. And that was over the Steelers. And that was the Neil O'Donnell to Larry Brown. I was talking about that yesterday. They have not even been back to an NFC championship game since then, let alone a bowl, a superb owl, right? And so now the Cowboys have the longest NFC title game drought after the Commanders got to it. Are you telling me that every other team in the NFC has at least gotten to a title game? Well, let's see. Arizona, Atlanta, Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles. I guess they're right. And the question I have is, if you want to win a Super Bowl, DeMarcus Lawrence, why in the hell would you go to the Seattle Seahawks who have Sam Darnold at quarterback and no more DK Metcalf? Why would you go there? That, I mean, if you say, hey, man, I'm going to Detroit, you know, or I'm going to Kansas City or Buffalo or Philly, you went to Seattle. But every single move in the NFL offseason is a domino effect, right? You got big money moves, that means huge expectations, and then even bottom of the roster moves, they can make waves because that can ramp up competition for some key spots. And whether you spend $50 million on a quarterback or $1 million on a defensive tackle, every player could end up rewriting the story of the season. We know that. So quarterback deals, I think, come to mind first for these dominoes. I mean, you can get into the whole thing about how badly Matt Stafford was wanted in one place, and then he stays in L.A., and then so other teams. I mean, look at the Geno Smith trade out of Seattle. They went from Russell Wilson to a surprisingly rejuvenated Smith, and that was a nice story. But now they go to Sam Darnold, who is 7 years younger. And Smith's deal also got them a third-round pick, which they could use. They can draft another quarterback in that third round. And so now that Geno Smith is in Las Vegas, that means Pete Carroll doesn't have to try to throw a kid in there. So that domino meant that they needed a quarterback in Seattle, so they get Sam Darnold, who they were thinking about keeping in Minneapolis, and now the Vikings are going to go back to J.J. McCarthy. And so no matter how they approach the quarterback, the Steelers were going to get boxed in, and rather than prioritize a familiar face in Justin Fields, they let him walk to the Jets. And then after fizzing out with the Giants, Daniel Jones goes to the Colts. And $14 million a year means that Anthony Richardson's starting job is in jeopardy, right? And then Pickett's trade to Cleveland, Kenny Pickett. That gave the Browns some insurance in case they don't draft a quarterback that works out. And then that means that the Eagles have to make Tanner McKee the new Jalen Hurts backup. And then Najee Harris from Pittsburgh, he decides that he wants to go to the Chargers. So the Chargers add Kenneth Gainwell as the new Jalen Warren counterpart. And then the Eagles add A.J. Dillon as Saquon Barkley's backup. And then with the Lions, Laremy Tunsil, weed gas mask. Anytime a team moves a longtime left tackle, there's going to be commotion. And Tunsil's contract may be a little bit more, maybe higher than he deserves, but getting him to protect Jaden Daniels is a huge piece. And I'm sure that in Texas, in Houston anyway, the Texans, that C.J. Stroud doesn't love that move. And maybe a surprise that Joe Tooney goes from Kansas City to the Bears, and that just didn't enable the Chiefs to retain Trey Smith at a premium price. But that's the first step in the overhaul of the line to protect Caleb Williams in Chicago, right? And so then you talk about some second-level starters like Milton Williams to the Patriots and Robert Spillane from the Raiders, Carlton Davis, but they made a monster investment in Williams to ensure that Mike Vrabel is going to have fresh tenacity, and that's what he wants. And that's one thing I will give Robert Spillane. I think he's so roided out, his hair fell out. That's why he wears a bandana, but he is very intense. He seems like the type of guy that Vrabel would want. And I mentioned Carlton Davis. He cashed in $54 million. Well, if you're going to leave Detroit and go to one of the worst teams in football, you better get a lot. So Detroit went out and got DJ Reed as a replacement. And it set the tone for some other. I mean, the corner market, you think Byron Murphy, Charvarius Ward, Paulson Adebo, they all got at least $18 million a year. My point is, the dominoes be fallen. And so this is why people say, oh, who won, who lost? You know, we always like to give these grades right over the top. And I would say, I mean, the Bears, really, because Justin Fields knows in Chicago that no one blocked for him, and now Caleb Williams knows that as well. So they added not one, not two, LeBron, three legitimate starters, Joe Tooney, Drew Dahlman, and Jonah Jackson. And that's not bad. But if you're the Cowboys, as I mentioned, you're are you juiced for Javonte Williams in the backfield? Are you excited about Kenneth Murray at linebacker and Solomon Thomas on defensive line? It was bad enough that Zach Martin retired, and now you lose Lawrence to Seattle, as I was talking about. And this is all for the new head coach, Brian Schottenheimer. So, and you know what's funny about Matt Stafford going back? They kept Alaric Jackson. They gave him a lot of money, his top blocker. And they added Devontae Adams. And they also decided they were going to hold on to Jimmy Garoppolo as his backup. And Jimmy Garoppolo, by the way, is a Super Bowl quarterback, just to let you know. I think it's also a huge win for J.J. McCarthy. They showed their, I mean, they had to dabble. They had to have plan Bs. But keeping Darnold would have shown J.J. McCarthy that you're not the guy in for the Purple People Eaters. And when the negotiations were opened up to the rest of the league, we kind of saw that. So you go from Kirk Cousins to Sam Darnold to J.J. McCarthy, boom, boom, boom. And remember, they had Daniel Jones as a backup, and they're like, hit the road. It's going to take a while to get used to all these new faces and new places, but we're getting there. I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a quick break, and we will come on back on Byline.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
I honestly just got the chills as you described it again for me.
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. And lines are available on a Friday. Come on in. Let's talk some sports at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and you're you. So, do you know about COSM? COSM. COSM. COSM was founded back in 2022, and it's a very interesting new phenomenon about how you can watch live events, sports, music, what have you. When VR first came out, and I got my VR headset several years ago, and then got a better one, Index, HTC Vive Index, I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if, because I love going to see Tottenham live, I used to go to the old White Hart Lane and I've been to the new White Hart Lane or Tottenham Hotspur Stadium twice. And I thought, what if they could just set up a camera in the crowd? Like, I don't care if it's the top deck. And then you put on the VR headset and you look around and 360 up, down, under your seat, behind the guy in front of you, and all this stuff. Hear the sound, and you feel like you're at the game. I would pay money for that experience. And honestly, they tried that. They tried that in the NBA, and they had these hosts that would come in and go, hey, welcome to VR NBA, and it just didn't translate. Not the way they had it. It was a little too clunky, and not enough people signed up for it, so they're like, ah, forget it. I think they gave up on it too fast. Well, we now know about that golf league that plays indoors, Tiger and Rory. And that's a cool idea. I think it is. But now, if you can't get to an event, you can go to this huge building. They're building more. COSM, COSM, and they call it Shared Reality. So in 2020, COSM built Evans and Sutherland. They are the world's biggest planetarium builders, of course, right? And so in last year, they opened a venue in LA right next to SoFi Stadium, and they opened one in Dallas. And the best way to describe it would be like smaller versions of the Vegas Sphere. They've already announced they're going to build one in Atlanta. They're going to build one in Detroit. And the company raised $250 million in the summer at a $1 billion valuation. Wow. So the president and CEO, Jeb Terry, former NFL player, can't say I remember him, he said, I fully expect to be overseas in the next 2 to 3 years. Here's a quote from Jeb Terry. The planetarium was the first immersive venue ever created, in our opinion. It takes you to space. So we were able to leverage a lot of that backbone and say, let's take you to the sidelines. Let's take you courtside. We will never replace the in-stadium experience. There's nothing like it. But how do we deliver something close to that and give fans another option when their teams are on the road or when they're in L.A. and they want the experience of watching Liverpool at Anfield. That's the opportunity, and that's what we push to deliver. So what happens? Well, COSM, you step inside, and they call their, I guess lack of a better word, is the screen. They call it the dome. It's 87 feet wide, 12K resolution. 12K. Once again, I didn't even know it went that high. Three levels of seating, and the broadcasts are designed specifically for this monstrous screen, creating an experience, as he was saying, sitting courtside. Every venue has a sports bar, has wall-to-wall LED displays in what they call the hall, and then the upper deck is called the deck. And Taylor continues, Jib Terry, he said, quote, "We call it shared reality, the convergence of all this immersive technology with the energy in the room, the collective of the fans, the high-fiving and cheering. People stand up for the national anthem in COSM. They do the wave, and that's what we're offering." All right, so how do you broadcast this? Is it just turning on the TV and putting it on the dome? Well, that's the thing to understand. They're not doing that. They're not just taking the feed and putting it. That's IMAX is what that is, right? They are installing their own, quote-unquote, immersive cameras on site. He said it's typically a 4 to 6 camera setup, and our goal is to stay out of the way of the linear production. These are unmanned, loaf of bread size cameras. So that's how we're able to get them under the goalposts, under the baskets, and in these unique positions. And you know the pylon cameras you see during football games on Saturdays and Sundays? That's us. We do a lot of that work. So obviously sports is the big part of COSM's strategy. And these leagues are coming aboard. They have a partnership now with the NFL, MLB, NHL, and the NBA. They have signed a cooperation deal with CBS and TNT Sports, which means they'll have March Madness. But so far in LA and Dallas, they have other content as well. Why wouldn't you? Quote, "We think about programming like a TV channel might think, where live sports is that anchor, but then you fill in the rest. That means entertainment. That means music. We have an incredible Cirque du Soleil program that puts you on stage, underwater, on trapeze. We have studios programming immersive, experiential art." Now, I've been to a couple of those. I went to one in Manhattan in Chelsea Piers, where you step into this room. It's this giant kind of warehouse-sized room. And there's just all this art and just, you know, flowers and whatever it is, just flying all over the place, and you're standing in the middle. I went to a thing, it was all over America. I went to the one when it was in Sac about Vincent van Gogh, and that was a rectangular room, and they made everything floor to ceiling, walls all around you, van Gogh paintings. I went to a thing in Point Richmond a couple years ago where you walked through the virtual space station. And that was in a huge warehouse. You're wearing VR glasses. That wasn't as cool as I thought it would be, quite honestly. But looking ahead, Terry says, within the next 5 years, we will travel the world and fans will have heard of COSM. And I don't know the upward limit of how many venues we can have, but I know there are certain markets where we could have 3 or 4. So I do feel like there's a long runway here. That's our race right now. Get that scale, and we're moving as fast as we can. That's the only thing I would tell him out of all these quotes. It's like, why don't you, instead of putting four in New York, why don't you put one in New York, one in San Francisco, one in Dallas, and one in, I don't know, Chicago. But just this week, they teamed up with the Players Championship. That's golf. So they teamed up with the PGA at those two venues. And that means the full TPC Sawgrass experience. Now, I'm not a golf guy, but I know from golf video games that Sawgrass has that amazing hole. That's an island. And so the way the dome works is it's got these unique camera positions on 16, 17, and 18. And never before seen perspective of that iconic island green. They got a camera rig they put above it. And if you want hole-by-hole coverage, there are live feeds of every group that are broadcast on the wall-to-wall LED displays in the hole. So to enhance the experience, COSM has concession options that mirror the refreshments at TPC Sawgrass, including the Sawgrass Splash, which is the flagship cocktail. I guess it would be like the mint julep at the Kentucky Derby. The PGA Superstore is on site. Of course they are. Why not? Capitalize on merch from the players, right? COSM has mobile gaming stations, and you can play PGA Tour 2K25. You could play that TGL, that's the indoor one, Los Angeles Golf Club, set up at a mobile drive box simulator, which means you get a chance to play on 17, which is that island green. And so Peter Murphy, who's COSM's Senior Vice President of Content Media, he said, quote, part of the thesis of what we do is transporting people to places they otherwise couldn't get to and democratizing, is that a word? Access to the events. Not everybody can get over to Sawgrass, so we want to export that experience to Dallas and LA and make attendees feel like they're in Florida watching golf. So those last three holes at Sawgrass are very famous, and the PGA Tour's Tom Jeff says, I can't wait for Sunday in the Dome. He said the buzz of electricity on those last three holes is really compelling, and the immersive broadcasts and unique camera positions will only add to the excitement and fear, as you watch players take on the 17th hole with birdie on the line, but also triple bogey in play. When you're in the dome, it's going to feel like you're on the green with Scottie Scheffler, and as he stands over a putt to take the lead. And the scale, which makes him look like he's 6'3", which is what he is in real life. And the mic system we have plugged into the COSM cameras will provide a presence and sense as you hear the nervous murmur of the crowd and as guys debate what shot to hit. Well, you got me sold. And yeah, if it feels like you're standing right there, that sounds pretty awesome. If you're wondering how much it costs, general admission is $11. If you want to get up front, it's $25, and it's first come, first serve. And to me, that's the best part of it, because you think, yes, to go inside COSM, you're going to have to spend $500. $11 sounds like a pretty good price point to me. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Let's take a break. And we'll be back to Titillating Sports, brought to you by COSM.
Hey, Airline. airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Can't stay at home, can't stay in school. Old folks say you're pulling a fool. Dare the streets, I'm the girl next door. I'm the fox we're waiting for. Hello, Daddy. Hello, Mom. Jerry Bob. Hello, world. I'm your royal girl. I'm your
Rick Tittle is a majestic stallion.
All right. Thanks for that. Hour two wrapping up. Hour three coming by. I'll talk a little horse racing and have open lines. Get in on a Friday, y'all. Speaking of new leagues, Sean White, who's been on the show a couple of times, last week he started the Snow League. It debuted in Aspen. It's the first Aspen, Colorado, the first ever professional sports league dedicated to snowboarding and free skiing, specifically the half pipe. And they had a competition last week, and there'll be three more stops. Where's that? In China in December, back in Aspen in February, and then in Switzerland, March of 2026. That's the season. Whew. Well, I guess you got to squeeze it in where it is. So if you're waiting for the next one, it's in 9 months. But you get Olympic qualifying points if you do well. If you show up, you get $5,000. That's the professional riders. And there is a $1.6 million prize pool. And Shaun White said, I want to make it so you can have a decent season on the tour and make a great living. And this is something that I wish I had when I was competing. Yeah. $5,000? That's it? I make that every time I blink, says professionalist. Anyway, the Snow League. Another new thing in sports. We're here at the cutting edge. Another hour, so get on back on Sports Byline.